It was supposed to be a small informal discussion about registering farms to control animal disease. What it turned out to be was an often heated confrontation. Ag officials had invited four speakers. What they encountered was a room full of outspoken farmers in caps and a handful of Amish in suspenders, standing quietly against the back wall, arms crossed over their chests. After hearing repeated criticism of a law designed to protect the health of animals and farmers' livelihood, Republican Representative Al Ott lashed out.
All I can think about is the selfishness that your position presents. Well, you want politics, you want political fluff, or do you want the reality, ladies and gentlemen? The truth is, it's very selfish to put the state of Wisconsin at risk.
State officials estimate that farming is a $51 billion industry. Agriculture Secretary Rod Nelsastuen says it's increasingly at risk because the number of animal disease outbreaks is on the rise. He says being able to quickly find farms that may have sick animals is key to keeping commerce flowing and disease from spreading.
We can isolate those animals from the rest of the herd and stop the transmission, and we can minimize loss and the shutdown of markets in neighboring states and beyond.
Michigan, for instance, is rejecting Wisconsin pigs because of the current pseudorabies outbreak. There's concern other states may do likewise. Premise ID was signed into law 3 years ago after passing the legislature by a wide margin. It cost farmers nothing, and 95% have already registered. But with the deadline to sign up less than a week away, some, like Jeff Posma, are resisting. He's a dairy farmer in Fox Lake who refers to his cows as my girls. He says ag officials currently can obtain information about producers in other ways. This new system, he fears, could eventually lead to radio frequency ID tags in animals, something underway at the federal level on a voluntary basis.
Well, those are my girls. God gave them to me, and I'm not putting a tag in them so you can inventory them. You keep track of them from the satellite from the sky.
Other farmers have concerns their signature on the premise registration form might allow the government to take the property. Donna Campos raises chickens and goats on a farm outside Madison.
If by signing this premises ID, I want to hear that I will not be giving up my rights to my property to the government, can anyone here answer that for me?
Ag officials are authorized to destroy animals in the event of an outbreak. If farmers fail to register the farm, those producers would not get state reimbursement, although they still could get federal money for sick animals slaughtered. The state got $2 million in federal money to set up premise ID, and some farmers contend it's just one step toward what they consider a more intrusive national system of government tracking. Officials assured farmers that information would be kept confidential and say the national system does not prevent the state from setting up its own database. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.